Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to week three of Black History Month here on I've Heard That Song Before. And we are celebrating the massive contribution made by African American artists and African Canadian and artists as well to the wonderful world of music. And it was a massive contribution. We've heard from Ella Fitzgerald and we've heard from some small jazz groups this month already. And we're now going to listen to some fabulous big bands from the 1930s and the 1940s. We just started out with the orchestra led by Teddy Wilson. A short-lived orchestra, unfortunately, only lasted about a year. And Teddy went back to working with the smaller groups, but boy, it was a wonderful orchestra with some pretty mighty talent. Teddy on piano. I think that was Shorty Baker on trumpet. And some nice tenor sax there by Ben Webster. Well, the song was called Early Session Hop. It was recorded in 1939. And it was written by Teddy himself, along with Buster Harding, who also arranged the piece for that particular recording. Well, as I said, we've got some wonderful bands for you this morning. Some of them went on to have very long careers, or the band did, and so did the musicians. Others were very popular. Well, they were all very popular at the time, but they didn't really last. And so we're paying tribute to them all this morning. Well, to a tiny selection of them this morning, I should say. Well, we're going to hear now from one of the longest lived of the bands, and that's the one led by Count Basie. And he had a wonderful core of musicians. I mean, the personnel changed over the years. We're going to hear them in an early recording from 1937, written by Eddie Durham. And we'll hear the orchestra with the song Topsy. And then to Andy Kirk. And I believe that Andy Kirk, like Count Basie, came out of the Kansas City music scene. And that was a very fertile ground for some wonderful talent and some wonderful work and results. We're going to hear Andy Kirk with a song written by a lady called Mary Lou Williams, who was a wonderful pianist who often played with the band. It's called Dunkin' a Donut, and it was recorded in 1938. And then we'll go to 1941 to Lucky Millinder. Perhaps not a household name today, but boy, they were a very popular orchestra at the time. And again, like the rest, they had some wonderful musicians. We're going to hear them with a number written by Earl Bostick and Red Evans. Let Me Off Uptown. And we'll hear a vocal on this one from Trevor Bacon. And we'll go now to Count Basie and his orchestra and Topsy.
Thank you. treasure you're about and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spiel is, let me off uptown. Rib joints, juke joints, hep joints. Say, where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you got to call is, let me off uptown.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning on the show we're celebrating our third week of Black History Month, listening to some of the wonderful big bands that were around in the 1930s and the 1940s. We just heard from Lucky Millinder, Let Me Off Uptown, recorded in 1941 with the words from Trevor Bacon. Before that, Andy Kirk, along with Mary Lou Williams, who also happened to write. The song they were playing, and that is Dunking a Donut from 1938. And we started out with the legendary band in the early days. Led by Count Basie, it went on for decades, of course. They brought us Topsy from 1937, and that was written by Eddie Durham. I'm going to carry on now, and we're going to go to 1938, right in the middle of the big band era, which started, I think, around about the 1935 and went on for, give or take, about 10 years. Of course, there were wonderful bands before then in the jazz field as well, and then off lots of wonderful bands afterwards. But this is a particularly fine, I think, decade of music. And it is very much characterized by the work of the larger orchestras. We'll hear now from Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra with a number that he wrote himself. And it became something of his signature piece. It was also picked up by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I'm very fond of the Glenn Miller version, but the Erskine Hawkins one, well, he wrote it, and this is his idea of how it should be played. So that's always fun to listen to. And the song is called Tuxedo Junction. And then we're going to hear a number written by the Gershwin Boys, George and Ira. Liza, that's been recorded by many, many orchestras, singers, and smaller groups. We're going to hear the version recorded by Chick Webb and his orchestra in 1938. Of course, Chick Webb, one of the great drummers of the century. And we'll hear him on this one, Liza. And then we're going to go to 1934 to a band led by Fletcher Henderson. Now, he, I think, had started out in the early 20s. and led this band, which went on for a couple of decades at least. He was also a noted arranger and worked, as you may have heard, with the band led by Benny Goodman, who was one of the starters of the great swing era. This song is called Wrappin' It Up, and it was a big hit for Fletcher. And it was also written by his brother, and noted arranger too, Horace Henderson. So three wonderful recordings, and we'll hear now from Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra, Tuxedo Junction.
Thank you. Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this is week 3 in our celebration of Black History Month. We're listening to some of the very fine bands that were around in the 1930s and 40s. We'll be listening to ones from the US, but we're going to make a little move in a moment, which we'll get to, and celebrating their wonderful work. Lots of recordings, as I said, from the 30s and the 40s. So I do think we have one from 1929. Yes, we'll get to that. But as I said, we're going to move away from the US for a couple of songs, and we're going to go over to the UK, where in the 30s and 40s, there was a growing number of musicians and artists coming to Britain from the Caribbean. And there were some wonderful musicians amongst them, and it was a very exciting time. And they were a really fantastic part of the growing jazz scene in Britain at the time. We're going to hear two recordings from these musicians, and we'll go to 1940 for our first one, which is a song, Washington Squabble. I don't think I've heard this recorded by anyone else, and it was written by Claude Hopkins, and it was picked up by a band led by Ken Snakehips Johnson. He was called Snakehips because he started out as a dancer and then turned his talents to band leading. And he had a group called Ken Snakehips Johnson and his West Indian Dance Band. So they will bring us a Washington Squabble from 1940. He'll be followed by a band led by Leslie Hutchinson. Now, there were two Leslie Hutchinsons in Britain at this time. One was a singer, and the one we'll hear this morning was a musician. And he was known, but to distinguish him, I guess, from the other Leslie, was Leslie Jiver Hutchinson. And he'd been born in Jamaica. He moved to the UK in 1930s, along with Snakehips Johnson, and played with his band for a while. And then with the band orchestra led by Geraldo, which is a very famous and popular dance band there. And then he set up his own group or band in 1944, and this is where we hear him from, well into the 50s. Well, they're going to bring us a traditional number this morning. I know you've heard this one before. It's called Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and that was recorded, as I said, in 1944. Then we'll go back to the US to a very lively band led by an extremely lively leader, Cab Calloway. Now, they did a lot of what you can only call novelty numbers, and mostly enhanced by the onstage performance of the leader himself, both singing and dancing. One of the members of the band we hear often on the show in the smaller groups format, and that is Jonah Jones, and I suspect he is the trumpet on this one. The song is written by Buster Harding, again, and recorded in 1941, and it's called Tapping Off. And that'll be Cab Calloway. And we'll get started with Ken Snakehips Johnson and Washington Squabble. Thank you.
Black on Black, keeping you connected to your community every Saturday at 11 a.m. Black on Black is a public affairs program reflecting both a Canadian and Afrocentric perspective in our discussions and coverage of issues affecting Canada and the Black diaspora, highlighting a wide variety of people, music, and events. Join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon for news, views, and fascinating guests. Black on Black, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we just heard from Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Tapping Off from 1941, written by Buster Harding, and I believe featuring the trumpet of Jonah Jones. Before that, over to the UK in 1944 with Leslie Jiver Hutchinson and his orchestra. And Leslie was a fine trumpeter in his own right, and as we heard in that recording of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, 1944. And we started out our set with the orchestra led by Ken Snakehips Johnson and a song written by Claude Hopkins called Washington Squabble, and that was recorded in 1940. Well, we're celebrating Black History Month. This is February, and we're in our third week, and listening to some of the fine big bands that were around in the 30s and 40s. And we're going to go now to one in the 30s from 1934, orchestra led by Jimmy Lunsford, and a song that he helped write himself called Dream of You. And then to 1938, to an orchestra led by Don Redman. Now, Don had a very fine orchestra. I believe it started up in the 1920s. Don was a very fine arranger, too, very influential arranger in his work. And he and his orchestra are going to bring us a number written by Walter Hirsch and Fred Rose called Deed I Do. And I think we'll hear a bit of a chorus on that one, too, maybe from members of the band. I'm not terribly sure. And we'll also hear from, we're going to have an early one from 1929, from one of the most famous orchestras of the century, and that's the one led by Duke Ellington. He'd started out in the 20s in New York's Cotton Club, and of course went on for decades in various iterations of his personnel. He did have a very fine core of musicians, and we will hear some of them from 1928. They're going to bring us a number written by Hoagy Carmichael, and it's called March of the Hoodlums. And we'll go now to Jimmy Lunsford and Dream of You from 1934.
Dreams don't come true, keep from dreaming dreams of you. That's all I do, just dream of you. There once was a time when I called you mine. Then I lost you and with you gone. Life no longer seems half so fine. So I sit here blue and so lonely. There's nothing left to do but dream of you. Just dream of you.
Thanks for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before. We'll be back with you next week, and I hope you can join us then again. And I hope you enjoyed the show, as I said. Do stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of wonderful jazz in just a moment. And we've got one more song today, and it's from Benny Carter from 1937. And it's called I Ain't Got Nobody.